Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms and hope their bodies can fight the virus. Ebola is killing at least half of those who get it. Experimental drugs have been tried on 6 people, 3 Westerners, and now 3 African doctors. One of the Westerners, a Catholic priest who was working in Liberia, has died. Reports say the other 5 are improving. It's still not known if the drug has helped. The drug they received is ZMapp. The company says all the available supplies are already exhausted. There are also about 1,000 doses of an experimental vaccine available, which may be used in West Africa. Neither of these treatments has been tested on human beings. The World Health Organization decided that the desperate situation justifies the use of experimental drugs. Dr. Robert Klitzman from Columbia University addressed some of the ethical issues in a Skype interview.
Does it work? What should we tell people? What if it makes people worse? We want to make sure people understand if there are risks involved. If we have a limited supply, we need to decide who should get the vaccine or the medication and who should not.
Dr. Klitzman says in some sub-Saharan African languages, there's a word for cure, but nothing that translates the word experimental. He says anyone who receives an experimental drug has to be told it might not cure them, and it might make the situation worse. Dr. Chandrakant Ruparelia is an infectious disease prevention expert at CHIPAIGO, an organization that trains healthcare workers in Liberia. He says even if there were a large supply of these treatments, an untested drug has to be monitored.
That's an experimental medication still. So it cannot be used on a large scale for every patient.
Dr. Klitzman agrees.
We need to give it in a controlled way where we can see who got it, what happens, does it work, does it make them worse.
Other vaccines and treatments are being developed, but are not likely to be used to treat Ebola patients, even in an experimental form, at least not for this unprecedented outbreak. Carol Pearson, VOA News.